the off-season program moving along, but this week it's mandatory, no more voluntary. Veteran minicamp starts on Tuesday. Time to set you up a little primer here with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Minicamp, the next step of this offseason. Broncos will have a short week of OTAs after this week's camp. But in terms of seeing a lot of full speed on this field, we'll get to be out here and watch it for 3 whole days. Andrew, let's start with you. Some things you'll be keeping an eye on as the Broncos are out here for mandatory minicamp.
Start with the offensive line, of course, because that's the area with the most changes on the roster this year. You know, no matter what happens, you're going to end up with an offensive line that has 60% guys who did not start for the Broncos last year. So you've got to do a lot to get cohesion and chemistry, especially going to a zone blocking intensive scheme like the one the Broncos are using this year. Tyson Brielle at left tackle, obviously, he's the one everyone's got their eyes on because he's replacing Ryan Clady, second round pick, going in there trying to learn that. But also watch his cohesion with Ben Garland at left guard. That's going to be crucial just because neither of them have started in the NFL before, and they've got to, and the Broncos have to use this time to find out if they can potentially be a left flank of the offensive line, and also see how Chris Clark does at right tackle in continuing to adjust to being on that side. Of course, he started there last year and struggled, and the Broncos want to see some improvement, and Gary Kubiak has said that's where he's going to work right now.
So not only how guys are adjusting to the scheme change, but that rotation. Who's going to play the most up there? Who's going to get these reps during this mini camp? And, Phil, you're going to keep an eye on the guy they'll all be standing right in front of.
Yeah, exactly. I want to continue to see how Peyton Manning meshes with Gary Kubiak's new system. We saw during OTAs Manning taking a lot of snaps from under center. Want to see if he continues to do more of that. If not, then maybe they saw what they wanted to see, as Andrew Mason wrote about. You know, did they see enough during OTAs of him under center? Because really that's what sets up a lot of that play action that Kubiak likes to run. And speaking of the play action, I want to see what it's like with C.J. Anderson, who apparently has lost a little bit of weight. But I want to see what that competition is like with him and Monte. Anderson had the starting nod coming into the offseason. Still looks that way, but maybe they're a little bit more neck and neck than we originally thought.
All right, so we got offense from the fellas flanking me. I'll go ahead and get on the other side of the ball and see just kind of the next steps this defense is going to take. Gary Kubiak and defensive coordinator Wade Phillips have said, hey, this defense is coming along quickly. They're coming along nicely as they prepare to be what we think will be much more aggressive heading into this season. And one way we'll be able to tell before you get to really see it in pads when they're out here for training camp is that speed. How much more is it picking up, and how much will you see guys like Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr., T.J. Ward, whoever's playing in there at safety, be it Darian Stewart or David Bruton, whoever else is playing back there, how they're communicating in that back end as they all watch everyone in front do what Wade Phillips says this team will probably do, which is be very aggressive. What's going to happen? We'll see. We have 3 days to check it out. And as this offseason creeps along, I'll tell you what, it's starting to feel a lot more like training camp with the temperatures now heating up, this field getting ready, everyone here ready for the fans to come back to Dove Valley. Minicamp all week long. For Andrew, for Phil, we'll have you covered all week. I'm Chris.